The smell of kimchi lingered in the kitchen, sharp and tangy, a reminder of a homeland my mother left behind. She was barely more than a girl when she boarded a plane, clutching a single suitcase and a promise from an American soldier. My father wore the uniform of the 101st Airborne Division, proud and unyielding, a man who had never seen war, but believed he could conquer anything, including her heart. They met in Korea, in a world still scarred by conflict. My father was stationed there, a young paratrooper with a square jaw and a swagger that came from jumping out of planes. My mother was quiet, reserved, her dark eyes carrying stories she never told. I imagine their first conversation was awkward, two languages colliding like waves against a rocky shore. But somehow they found a way to understand each other, maybe through gestures, maybe through the universal language of longing. "America," he must have said, tapping his chest with pride. She nodded, perhaps not fully grasping what that meant, but sensing the weight of the word. A land she had only seen in movies, a place where streets were wide and dreams were bigger than the mountains of Korea. When she arrived in the United States, everything was foreign, the language, the food, even the air. She traded the crowded markets of Seoul for the quiet streets of a military town. My father was her guide, her protector, or so she thought. In reality, he was a man carrying his own demons, and soon those demons would spill into every corner of our home.